Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much, Silence the Voice. Wonderful work so far this year. Going to keep that up as long as we're still on the air in a country and all that. Not to add to the fear, but it's all going to end on Friday. Yeah, I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know what's crazy and what's not crazy. I feel like everybody is crazy, and I think crazy screaming. So I'm like, well, maybe we should pay attention to crazy for a second, just like you do that kid at the restaurant. What's he going to do next? No, he's not bothering anybody now, but he's getting a little rambunctious.
So just so I can plan, do I have 24 hours or do I have 7 days?
I don't know. Rich, I'm not speaking from any authority at all. I'm just saying yesterday was weird.
Okay.
And people email, you got to wake up, bro. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not waking up to anything. I don't understand
it. Do I have to wake up? I've been told that for 20 years.
Here's the thing I'm doing. I'm no longer dismissing things as, oh, you guys. I think it's possible that stupid's going to go crazy.
Well, clearly that was demonstrated
but
last week.
I think there's also credibility to the idea that stupid is orchestrated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what don't we know? And then you start getting down that crazy brain. I don't know how many crazy
movies are out there that are saying that.
Dude, Nicolas Cage is in all of them. I mean, every time he steals the Declaration of Independence, it's something like this. Everybody busting into the halls of justice.
You see those pictures?
The memes of him stealing paintings. Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah. it's like, yep. I've seen that, and it makes sense. And then you're like, oh, that's where you get ideas. Like, oh, if Nicolas, that's right. Well, I wonder if there's any Nicolas Cage-type guys in there taking stuff that actually is important and hiding it later. All the old crazy wars and stuff, the stories came out later. Oh, they had operatives in that stole all the art, or they took all the important stuff because they knew something crazy was going to happen, so they got all the good stuff out of there to preserve it for later. And then I had another friend yesterday, out of the blue, start texting me about Jeffrey Epstein. You think this is bad? Wait till they start scratching into that in the next few weeks. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, they're going after that. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't need any of this. I used to like it back when I would look at TMZ and like, aha, Armie Hammer is a cannibal. Like, that's all I cared about. That's what
he's drinking blood
He drinks
there.
Blood. He says so on his DMs. It's great. Those are the moments I enjoyed.
Yeah, and now he's – now.
That's a real story.
He's not enjoying it as much. He's backing out of
what did he do wrong? I haven't read any of the DMs. He had dirty conversations with somebody about eating other people and being very violent sexually, and now he can't work? Like he has to quit his movie because he's afraid his family's in jeopardy?
Now he stepped down. Yeah, I guess who's
he's the Winklevoss twins all by himself.
Jennifer Lopez.
I want to see this guy survive. He was
Shotgun Wedding is the name of the movie.
The Lone Ranger, for crying out loud, and the worst Lone Ranger movie of all time.
Amid alleged DM scandal as he breaks his silence.
But the DM scandal was some lady releasing a thing that he was sending messages about being violent sexually. But that's just, did he do anything? Is he actually a cannibal? Because then we can talk, but I've talked about being a cannibal on this show for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Delicious me, I believe, was your quote.
Hey, first off, phenomenal. Second, if I'm ever stranded in an elevator with Brady, he's in trouble. I get hungry fast, and I'm going to eat him before he eats me. I know I'm in trouble, too.
Oh, J-Lo is also a starter in there.
Yeah, she's in the movie and he's in the movie. And he
starter?
Can't, like star. He can't work on the movie.
She's an happy pappy.
He left for whatever reason because he's like, well, this is insane. I can't leave my children for 3 months and go work. Like, probably a good father wouldn't leave his children for 4 months, 3 months anyway. But the
talked
DMs
about
are,
cannibalism, rape fantasies, and more explicit sexual
isn't
content.
That okay? That's the
DM.
Show. That's the show.
It's why you DM people.
I talk about rape fantasy. I talk about cannibalism. What was the other thing? The violent sexual things?
Explicit sexual content.
Yeah,
you've talked about night rapes with your wife.
Oh, they're the best. Cherry lube smell in the hallway?
No. Yeah. Not in
totally
2021, John.
Oh, you never heard that?
No.
Oh, the Armie Hammer or me.
Yeah,
oh,
either.
Night rapes
I've
are
never,
great. Oh, night rapes. Night rapes. Try it with a... with Madea.
Right.
You get a little cherry lubricant, right?
With booty for days or whatever?
Yeah. What is it again?
Miss New Booty.
Miss New Booty. So you happen to notice Miss New Booty's, I'm going to bed, good night. You're like, I'm going to stay on the couch tonight. But you've loaded the couch in your pockets with lubricant that has a certain smell. Cherry is my preference.
Okay.
And that way, because if I smell cherries, I get a hard on now. See, this is exactly what Armie Hammer can't have a job for, and it's what we get paid extra to do.
Maybe because you're being more public about
you
it?
You lube up and you roll into the bedroom when she's asleep and you just tear the covers off. Rah! And before she can do anything about it.
Oh, my God, this is really, it's happening. We're scissoring.
And we go, yep, we're scissoring. And it turns out to be, like, fun. Like, she loved it. It's great. The only difference is between me and a rapist, if I go in there and she's like, no, please, I'm gassy. The rapist goes, ugh, all right, I'm out of here. You can turn the rapist away with a simple don't, which I very rarely heard.
So Cherry is the preferred.
Cherry's my favorite.
Okay, all right.
I just like the smell. It gets me all ramped up, knowing what's about to go down.
So God forbid somebody's eating a cherry Starburst in the hallway here. Huh?
Forget it. They're going out.
He's got to sit down.
Yeah, next thing you know, I got pants around my knees. I'm sitting in the hall going, what room to you? Oh, the night rapes. So much fun. And it's a consensual, but we had a great time doing that. I haven't done it in a while, but we've done, you know, because I started getting worried. Some lady emailed me and said, you brag about that on the air. I'm like, it's whatever we do that I choose to share with you is okay until she goes to the police. Maybe she's afraid. Call her. If she says she's afraid, you get back.
Good luck on that.
You took her phone away.
I'll tell you. Right. If she's allowed, you call her, and I'll monitor the phone call.
Unbind her feet. And let her come to the phone.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll take that barbed wire mouthpiece out of her mouth, and I'll say, all right, this lady wants to talk to you. Say all the right things or else. Knock it off.
She knows.
But what is Armie Hammer in trouble for? Because all I read was he wasn't like just sending it to like random folks. It was some lady. And then there was a woman that said that he liked to pull her hair. And
problem is, this is
something you can't do a J-Lo movie for. But, like he quit. He quit the movie, and Lionsgate's like, we understand. Some lady leaked out your DMs. It doesn't
really give any specifics on this.
He says he eats people. He makes I didn't read it, but he said very explicit comments that he eats people. I've done that too. And I would. I stand by it. If I was ever in a situation, like when we went on that bike ride with those guys, I started thinking, all right, pick a guy. Not the vegan. Not going to eat the vegan.
No, he's not there.
I'll just kick him down the side of the mountain.
He's going to be stringy.
He's probably going to be hard to fight because they're strong. Vegans are strong.
Really?
Yeah. They got muscles.
You'd think their energies would sap real fast.
Real strong people.
Why? Not as much as that guy
They're
rides.
Good at running.
No. They're good runners and they're strong and they're wiry, and they last for their lung capacities forever.
Josh is kind of the same way, though. We had to keep picking.
You can take
Josh from Action Ride was kind of like that real stringy kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't think Josh would be very good. No. You were probably high on the list that day out in the mountains in the woods.
Oh, that's not happening. That's not happening.
You don't know that.
No, I
don't
know.
We'll see.
That guy up front, that big dude that was riding real slow.
Oh, that big giant guy. He's a good rider, too, but yeah, he'd be easy to eat. All right, yeah, that's our number one guy if we ever go out with the Action Ride Shop.
He was Brady size. Just about Brady size.
Dude could ride a bike. He's our number one. If we all get flats and have to spend the night in the desert, I'm eating you tonight. I don't go without a meal. I will cannibalize in a heartbeat. I'm curious about it. I wonder what I'd taste like. I bet you I'd be good. I'm just that right amount of thickness and healthy.
And your next rides, whatever, I'll make sure you guys have rub. Just
I don't want to. I like it natural. I don't like rubbing my meat. I don't like rubbing my cow meat. I like it flashed right there on the fire, and that's enough. I don't like to prep it. It's meat. The meat is what I like. We're all done here. And I eat it with my hands. I think it would be. I think you'd marble. You'd be marbly. I think you'd have a lot of marble.
Sure.
I'd have to cut some edges off of you. But I'd go in. Toledo, you'd be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I'm packed on right now. I got some marbling going on right now.
You
got
a little marbling, but just enough. If I could find some good cuts on you.
I've gotten one of those new kind of concussive massagers for Christmas.
They're the best, aren't they?
So
the guns?
I'm nice and tender.
You're Wagyu right
now. Oh, yeah.
Put some beer on that guy's back.
That's the only thing I'm missing right now. I'll load up on some beer for you.
Load up beer. We don't need it in you. Massage your body with it.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Kobe Toledo.
Kobe and Wagyu, they do the beer massage. Well, Wagyu is just they don't move. They're not allowed to really move around.
Yeah, no keto here.
Yeah.
At least right now.
Oh, I would do that in a second. But Armie Hammer had to quit his job because he was talking about it. I have not cannibalized. I'm just saying I'm not above it. Plane crash, soccer team?
I don't think many people are above it.
No. If you're in a plane crash,
they just don't want it out
in
there.
In the Andes, A, you knew that. B, you got to eat.
Yep.
Brady, you would
Man's
be
got to do what he's... What?
That aluminum fuselage, you'd be fashioning a smoker on day one.
You would have something built.
I knew a guy showed me how to make these out of plane seats.
I definitely prefer to a
cook it if I could.
Like the yesterday, about, we went to Barbecue Island with Brady, and so we got to all.
Did they give him his
date.
Crown when he walked in? The king has arrived.
Yeah, it was pretty much Norm from Cheers when he walked in.
Well, that's everywhere.
And then they directed him to the spice wall, which is gigantic, and it's loaded with spices. And of course, he finds the right one.
It's that's the one I've been looking for.
What?
It's like baseball cards.
It is. It was.
Oh, man. That's a 72 Aaron. Got triples on that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Well, again, I've been to restaurants with him I've never heard of, and he walked in. Buddy, who's it going to your job, Freddy?
How's it going, Cheeto Bandito?
I'm like, where are we? We're at a Mexican Chinese restaurant, and everybody's flipping out. You've been here forever.
But we go out of business. Oh, you died of heart attack.
We miss you.
Inevitable.
I've talked about cannibalism the whole time. The thing I didn't, like in the movie Alive and in the story I've read, and then there was one I read about a helicopter crash where they were eating people, and the guy's like, that's enough. And then one just started walking, and he got found. But they waited a couple weeks and then started to chow down on the dead bodies. I never understood why it was necessary to make bowls. You know, the story about that soccer team in the mountains was they started to take the skulls and make bowls. I'm like, that's a bridge too far. I don't need,
You don't need containers for your food?
You're still civilized,
was it for water? Come on now.
No, it was for soups. They didn't have water. They just needed the snow.
They made stew.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
they made stew.
Yeah. I mean, they just make a bowl of snow. It's going to stay snow up there. They're not really melting.
I didn't think they had much stuff to... start fires with.
Texter says.
Yeah, they had. Well, they were putting it in bowls, whether it was on fire or not. I don't know, but they had.
I think
bowls.
They had the fabric from the airline seats.
I don't know what they were doing with that. I just know that they made skull bowls, whether it was gazpacho or it was a nice hot bowl of Dave.
Texter says, Brady, unplug your headphones here. You're not going to want to hear this.
Oh, boy.
John and the boys, imagine Kirby's feet. It would be like going to the Renaissance Fair. It'd be a turkey leg.
Oh, man. And I will say this, Brady, ever in that plane crash, and the kids are involved, the kids get eaten first. Kids eat first.
Oh, they're the most.
Yeah, I'm eating all the children first.
It's a reverse.
Yeah, I'm not
adults
Whitney,
eat free.
Look, I'm not Whitney Houston.
We're
here.
Eating the veal, Brady.
I do not believe the children are our future in that situation. I'm the future, and that one's little and easy to catch. I'm eating it.
The drumsticks.
Turkey legs.
Giant foot. I could not pause. I am stuffed.
For days.
I'm full of Kirby foot. There's still plenty on here for two more.
That's my daughter's foot.
And there's another one. We're going to be fine. If that was the case, we'd crash in the Andes and live up there for 3 months and gain weight. Oh, a little thick. It's like Thanksgiving up here. Sorry about your stumps, Kirby Derps, but my God, you fed a nation today.
No need for a rescue.
No. If there's kids in the plane, they're first. It's the opposite. Yeah. All that goes out the window. Women, kids, and old people are the first ones you eat. If you're me and Army Hammer, would be totally in charge of this plane crash. It's like, look, you get rid of the weak first, and the strong survive. And that way we'll get our sustenance going so we can escape this. You don't want to be left with, I saved a bunch of women and children, and now it's you and women and children. And they're like, all right, somebody's got to go walk off and find help. Who? These idiots? No. I need the strongest male performer here. Oh, I would be eating people. So I don't know what Armie Hammer did there, talking about cannibalism. Is that the case?
It's his fantasy.
Yeah, but he's not acting on it.
Right.
I got fantasies that would blow your mind.
Now, if we're talking about DMs of his reality... Be a little bit different.
Now, if it turns out chunks of people are missing, and that's why you went home, he's like, oh, this is going to backfire, then it's different.
I got to cover up the bodies.
But as it stands right now, it seems like quite a reaction that the Winklevoss twins can't have this moment of where somebody, look, leak my DMs, leak my texts.
That's dirty.
Man, leak my DMs. I got a leaky DM, I need a shot.
Does sound dirty.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't necessarily want people to see all that, but I don't really think I've got anything in there that's going to be any different than what we've talked about here.
No.
And that's where I'm confused. What did he do?
He had an intimate conversation with someone, or at least he thought he had an intimate conversation with someone.
And they spilled the beans.
And someone spilled the beans for their own, to further their own methods. Three articles I've read, that person isn't named.
Is it like the fact that he feels he's more in trouble with, Like his wife, his relationship?
No, no. They're divorced. They divorced earlier this year. So he said in his statement that he can't go to the Dominican for 4 months and leave his kids alone.
Right.
So he's going back to take care of his kids, I guess.
Because he's worried that somebody's going to try to eat them? I don't understand. He's got a list of cannibals.
Is he friends with Tom Hanks?
Who eats babies.
Right.
We know this.
Wait, what?
Tom Hanks eats babies. You didn't know that?
Come on, man.
There's a whole group of people.
No, I missed that one.
Oh, get on the internet. And
I was stuck in the overnights for so long. I don't know this stuff.
You had the internet.
Oh, yeah, but
this is a good one.
All the tweakers were sending me weird stuff. Nothing like that.
What's the name of the documentary?
I can't remember, but there's a bunch of them. But you can get in wormholes on YouTube. Megan got into one back in the summer about the pedophile thing with Epstein and stuff.
Right,
and then it bleeds over into why did Tom Hanks get citizenship in Greece? And it's because the legal age of consent there is like 13. I'm like, well, there you go. And also, Oprah, Tom Hanks, and there's another one, are rumored to eat babies.
The blood of the youth.
At these parties.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And then you start reading about it. It's like he's at the stuff they're talking about. Like he's there.
And then if you're going to concoct a story in California.
That weird
where they
part.
Burn a figure. That is a stick baby.
Yeah, they burn
and
up
it's
babies
all
at
these
this
politicians
thing.
That are there.
And they've admitted that one. They're like, all right, yeah, we've been hiding that. That's real. Like Bill Clinton and like all these
Reagan,
they go there to blow off steam. Oh, it's been going on for years too. And it's up in Northern California.
Well, I think I heard that part, but not the
And everybody's all going, that's crazy talk. Why would these guys go up and burn like baby effigy? Why would you? And they're like, we do. That's exactly what we do. We burn children's in effigy and do this kind of thing. And it's like they admitted it. Like there were people that said it is very real.
This sounds Alex Jonesy.
It is, but he's the one who spilled the beans.
I thought I heard it, but
he got in trouble years ago because he got in.
I got into it. I was in there. I was watching him burn the babies, Brady.
And then he interviewed the politician who was there, and the guy doesn't say. The guy's reply was. How dare you get in there?
Wow. Yeah.
Like,
well, what are you afraid I'll find?
He's not denying. He's like, oh, that's completely not true.
Find the gay babies you keep burning. Because he fed him those gay frogs.
Brady, I got a question on the email that said, if you and your family and neighbors were, let's just put it in so we understand who it is. You and your family and the morning show are in the wreck. Who do you eat first?
My family,
yep,
and you guys.
You, not your whole family, like your Arizona family.
Oh,
see, exactly. I always have to explain that to you.
Oh.
You got to remember they're first. Ronnie and Kirby are your immediate family. Your mom and dad don't count. We'll bring them along though. He shouldn't be flying, but okay.
Elderly go first.
We prepare and eat your parents first, and you're cookie, by the way, because you're Mr. Rubs, and you want to make the fires, and you're going to be standing by the grill the whole time, going, "You're going to flip that, or like just let me cook the person without your."
I didn't know if you put a rub on that. That one's not done
with
yet.
With old people, I think you need a rub though, because that's really aged
it's
meat
mutton.
Stuff.
No, it's
thinking,
mutton.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to know what it's like before the season.
Nah, I'm doing a rub there.
I'm pounding it out, making the little old person.
See, this is why he'd have to be cookie. He'd have to be cookie. Because I would just
give him a little triangle.
Do a chicken fried steak with him.
I'd take that weird little pocket knife that we found on the plane and I'd just chunk parts out and eat it raw. You're pounding out things. You've got all the supplies. You've got a butcher's block.
You're having tartare while we're up there or what?
Actually, I'd probably eat Brady first because it would be so annoying to have him standing next to me with his skull bowl of snow.
So you're just going to, no peppers, no sides with that?
I'm like, do you want to cook or not?
No, never touch man's grill.
Then get away from this man's grill.
If I have those options, if I have fire, I'm going that route. But, you know, if you have to eat it tartare, then so be it.
I'm not going to go out of my way to prepare everything, though. I'm not pounding out. I'm not seasoning and rubbing. I'm not aging.
Believe me, you don't put that much time into it. If you're hungry,
you just eat it.
You want to.
Just put it in your mouth and go.
Plus, you're going to have a solar cooker with the airplane fuselage. You've got
thinking.
All kinds of things
Smart.
Going on.
Yeah, put a little plastic on the Visqueen. We got a little bake center.
Yep.
Look.
Man, why would we have rubs and everything on this plane ride?
Because Brady's
anyway.
On with us.
Oh, okay.
They're
in
you
his
always
bag.
Travel with
They're
rub.
They're in his bag.
You don't travel with rub?
And Brady travels with rub so he doesn't have to spend money
you
on it.
You saw the giant containers he bought yesterday,
real.
Right?
Did he bring one in?
No, he bought them. I tell you,
he bought
went to the spice wall and went, that's the one I want.
Oh, I thought you bought your own
He got two new ones. And he even said, he goes, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I've got quite the collection going at home.
You got too much spice.
She thinks those are beer cans.
Yeah. spice can collection.
He built shelves in the kitchen to hold it all.
How much rubbing do you do? Is it daily?
Probably, like if there's, rather than just salt and pepper, there's like some different seasonings that you can put on something. If you're going to add it on, but not. Yeah. I didn't do anything yesterday.
So it is almost daily.
Pretty close. Yeah, it depends on what. No, not rubbing meat. You can use those spices on vegetables, everything. Oh.
Well, okay, so you're rubbing veggies, you're rubbing everything.
Rub veggies? Yeah, it's not rubbing, it's just sprinkling on there. But
I don't know what it is.
Ray says...
It's spices. It's
Ray says, maybe I watch too much Top Chef, but I would think the kids make a better sauce, don't they, Brady?
It's probably true, Brady. The children make better sauces for your... like a mint. What do they call that stuff that you pour all over the lamb?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the chutney?
Mint jelly?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Kid jelly would be. I think is what we're talking about. Us and Army Hammer.
The kid jelly that, in my experience, no difference.
Would you have a problem if I came to you and I said, look, we're all starving. Your wife We've and your decided. Kid are the weakest ones here.
We can wait for them to die.
You'd see the big lighted sign that says, let's eat.
I wouldn't get a fight from Pop.
Yeah. It'd be like the old Big Apple sign. Let's eat.
Come here, Curb. Give me a big
hug.
That's
all Brady would probably say. Is like, you have to tell her. I'm like, all right. And I'd go into Kirby and I'm like, hey, Curb. How you doing, you old pirate? Tough plane ride, huh? We landed early. Anyway, so we've decided that we're going to eat. You smell like spices. Yeah, my daddy's been rubbing me. Oh, he's been planning this. I see. You've been rubbed already. Covenant it, man. You never know when there's tragedy.
So it's like the marking. You wake up in the morning and there's a spiced X on your forehead. What's this about?
We got to shave you then hang you by your feet, which is going to be a chore. So please cooperate. You got it, you old pirate. Just don't put me in carbonite. Yeah, I've never had a problem with it, but I understand why Army Hammer can't work because that's a scary thought that somebody spills your DMs and all of a sudden it's like, well, these were private thoughts between two people. Whether it's
moral, even if they're really weird thoughts.
Who cares? Whether it's morally questionable all the way around. Whether it's some, you know, so long as the person's of age and you're of age and nothing's been acted on, I think the worst case thing here is harassment.
Yeah.
Like he might have been bothering somebody that didn't want to be bothered. Other than that, he's just weird and that's just fine. There's no law against that until you act on it. So I don't know why.
I don't want him on my movie set. Yeah, I don't know what he said.
Well, he left. He left it because something's going on.
I think that, part of it is I just don't want to deal with it.
J-Lo won't work with cannibals anymore, not since Mark Anthony.
She's been very clear on that stance.
I've made a very – Lionsgate, I've told you once. I've told you a million times. Stop hiring cannibals. It's not like J-Lo movies are any good anyway. He's made the best decision of his life.
Yeah, I don't think there – is there a good one?
He went out of his way to get out of that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell people I eat them.
Put these DMs out there.
They hired J-Lo? Yeah. Put all this crap out and leak it.
And you've signed a guarantee.
And where are we filming? The DR? That's like 10 feet from Haiti. I'm out. They actually do have cannibalism there. Maybe that's why he doesn't want to go. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. I've got many, many people emailing me saying that they're willing to invest in my kids don't eat here policy restaurant. And it's true. Brandon says, my 4-year-old is a nut job. No matter how much I discipline this kid, he's crazy. So guess what? We don't get to go out to eat with him at all. He stays home. He eats home-cooked meals because it's not your problem. That's just quality parenting.
That's responsibility.
Right there. Thank you, Brandon. Yes. Let me thank you for all the people like Brandon out there and all the people who just hate seeing your kids come into nice restaurants. It's awful.
My experience in Toledo may be similar, but if you went out, it only takes two times, maybe even one, that you go out and the kids just can't stand, you know, sit still for five minutes and go out. You just don't go out to dinner.
Alex was a kid, but we packed up once.
You have to.
Packed up there and packed up out of the movies one time too. That's the other place that gets out of hand is that parents just let their kids sit in there and scream. It's like, leave the goddamn movie.
I'll never forget my friend.
And that's what one of the smart moves, I know Harkins did it, and they'd have those screenings
daycare.
That were for
they also have daycare.
Open theater, and that's what it is.
You want to talk about a deterrent to normal people. Children's screenings of movies. That is an announcement that every average normal human being should never want to be near the theater at that. Even the theater next to it. Because sometimes you can hear the movie over there.
Absolutely, if it gets quiet.
Yeah. Matt Dannenbrink says, a kid-free restaurant. I am sending an investment check right now. The bitch-ass kids haven't changed. The parenting and lack of parenting has. You can't knock your kid around in public anymore and have the room clap. People call CPS immediately. That's true.
It's got to be I mean, right now, it has to be cut down a lot. Man, I mean, it's not like...
It doesn't take much to remind you.
Yeah.
It took one kid last night to make me go. Remember when you used to... Remember when parents used to grab a kid and whack him in the back of the head in public and everything?
Yep.
Like, nice job. Nice job. And now it's like...
Doing the golf clap in the background.
Yeah, like, well done. I remember at the grocery store watching a black mother just grab this kid, just knock his head into the, like she was learning the end cap thing. Dunk! You settle down. And the kid's like, into that big sob cry. She goes, you cry, give me something to cry about. And she's going to hit him again. And I'm like, nice work. And everybody in the place is like, nice job.
Black moms don't take nothing. No.
Do they still?
Oh, no, they'll still beat the hell out of them. I saw one in Costco the other day. I saw one in Costco the other day.
Just went crazy?
Oh, yeah.
A black family.
Oh, good for man. Them. She was
damn
just
it all good
on
for them.
That kid.
Good.
And it was the typical, the kids were,
yeah.
And then you keep it up, I'll give you something more to cry about. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I like Brett's assessment. Oh, no. I seen one do it the other day.
Wait, how many videos are
across
on
the
your
board.
Phone right now?
It's across the board. Yeah, were you standing there filming that?
I don't know.
Well, you better send it to me. What's the matter with you? Yeah, I used to love that. I used to see that meltdown and the parents would. Knock the kid around.
Oh, yeah,
now
great.
It's like they have a talk, or you're going to set in time out in the car. Oh, my God. Yeah, that kid last night deserved a good fat whack on the top of the head with something. He was nuts.
He's sweet. He's not doing anything wrong.
It's it's disruptive to the general public. This is a public restaurant. It's just one other table. That's enough. And it's also not your restaurant.
Yeah.
Even if you're the only table in there. The servers and the owner and the bartenders, and they don't want your kid running all over like you own the place. You don't.
But you look at that and you tell yourself, we made the right decision.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It would be the same as if Brett and I went out to dinner. Like, hey, Brett, there's nobody in this restaurant. Let's go mess up all the tables.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because there's nobody here. I mean, it's not hurting anybody.
That's true, yeah.
Let's go move all the plates and stuff off of tables we're not using. Yeah, it's stupid. You have to act like a citizen.
John, I'm not old, but I'm lost for the last half hour. WTF or DMs? You used a lot of abbreviations there.
WTF or DMs? I have to ask you. For a 13-year-old, you're pretty good at not knowing stuff. DMs are
direct messages on social media. So, like, if you follow somebody on Instagram, like Armie Hammer or whatever, you can send him a direct message that
it's
isn't
private.
Part of his feed yet.
Right. Yeah. So like he has to accept
and
it.
And Facebook does the same
you
thing.
You got a private group that'll say, hey, I direct.
Twitter them. Has them, everything.
Yeah. Where it's not going to go on the big feed.
Yep.
It's in a little private pocket of your.
They may not all respond to them because, right. I mean, if you're a star, you'd probably get a thousand of them. But
and anybody when I do that,
anybody
invited?
No. If the account is private, you can't DM anybody. But if it's not private, you can send him a DM. But you probably
won't
get
answer
it.
Any of those. Right. Yeah. Right. But he did answer one with, I'll eat your entire family.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pull your
when are they coming over?
And have violent sex with you. And the lady's like, look what Armie Hammer said to me. Like, right. And it's fine. That's fine. Did he do it? No. Did he set a time and date and then like threaten you and was in your window? No. All right. Then he didn't do anything. It's called Sticks and Stones. It's been around for a long, long time. Keep your eyes open for Armie Hammer. He's only 6'7 and well-known. So if you see him lurking around your pad, then you got a problem. But as of right now, I don't think you're really threatened by Armie Hammer. In fact, he was going to be out of town for 4 months, and now you just brought him back. So I don't know who spilled the beans.
And it's
whatever.
Different if you're saying, I want to come over and drink your blood.
Why?
Well, is that different? It still could be fantasy, could be reality.
Yeah.
Maybe she's
into
it.
It's the same thing if you're talking about people that were getting in trouble for soliciting underage people. Nothing happened. It's a fantasy of his.
Right. And they didn't. A lot of times nothing happens.
But you'll definitely, I mean, if there's a similarity.
I think it's in the wording, though, because you can be in trouble for soliciting a underage person who you think is underage.
You can't until you show up.
You can't talk to you can
you're
get
not
in trouble for
to.
Just talking
yeah,
to
yeah, legally you won't be in trouble, but it'll cancel you for sure.
The whole reason you're going to get in trouble for that. But the whole reason Dateline couldn't keep doing that Catch a Predator show is because none of those guys did anything. None of them were convicted.
Even though they all arrested him
and did all that stuff, but in the end, it's like
a misdemeanor, maybe.
And the police weren't allowed to use a real teenager, right. So they're basically like, "I was talking to a 19-year-old.
Right?
I didn't do anything wrong here."
That's what I heard.
And I see that too.
They're like, "Well, you thought you were talking to a 15-year-old. Yeah. I could have thought anything. You don't know what I was thinking." So they all those cases were thrown out.
The guys think that it's something, but they haven't acted on anything yet.
They showed up to act on.
They showed up,
and then basically they scared.
They weren't. Yeah, they weren't able to act on it. Right. Maybe they would have. Maybe they wouldn't have.
You know, even on like domestic violence stuff, the message is going across. The police like, we can't do anything until something actually happens and we catch that person. Right.
Threats are
that's a little different because the county attorney can bring charges on you, whether or not your spouse does.
Threats are also a thing. Where it's like, I'm going to hit you, and I'm going to hit you when I get home tonight. And you're like, he's threatening me. It's like you have to address that and separate the people. But you know. If you, it's, there are misdemeanor things where you can get in there and get in trouble for threatening someone. But if you just say, we're having a sex talk and I say something filthy, like, you know what, I'm going to eat your legs. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat that. And like, then it starts turning into, you sound like a cannibal. Oh, I would drink all your blood. It's not really threatening.
And then it goes on the other side of it of the, you know, it's a different subject, but inciting the riots or whatever.
Right. I mean, there's an argument to that.
Because you could take a look at, and I haven't even seen a lot of the Trump tweets or whatever, but that's why they banned them off of, you know, finally Twitter.
They're worried about more violence coming from his tweets. Yeah. But that's the whole point of the impeachment is that he helped the insurrection get fired up. Did he do anything?
Yeah.
As president, there's an argument to say you're irresponsible.
There's a gray line there.
But, I mean, by the letter of the law? I don't think he said anything. It's like, we are going to, in specifics, go do this, this, and this. All he said was, you got to be strong. That could mean anything. I'm not a lawyer, and I could argue out of that.
But there's precedent for the last 100 years in inciting riots or using platforms.
You don't want
using
that
power.
Because all you got to do is go back to CNN last May, June, and July when everybody from the other side of the aisle was screaming out, you know, you have to take the streets and you have to let people know you're not happy. And if you want to say that was inciting problems, too, it was. So,
open that door. Let's get it clearly defined.
Absolutely, but it's slippery, and it can't ever be. That's the problem. So then you just got to have years and years
of argument. It's too big.
Yep. But what isn't vague is cannibalism. We pretty much recognize that immediately. And until Army Hammer actually kills and eats another human being, it's Minority Report. The whole purpose of that movie was we know a crime's going to happen, so we arrest you before you do it. But that didn't mean it was going to happen. And the whole crux of the movie at the end was it can be stopped.
I would reach out to Armie Hammer if I could and just tell him, man, you can't be doing that stuff. You got to understand this, signed O.J. Simpson.
Why would you even do that? Why would you let the lady have those DMs and then let her live another week so she could leak them? That's dumb.
What do your DMs look like lately, O.J.?
My DMs are basically like send, and then I drive over to the lady's house and I cut her head off so she never, ever, ever says anything. Get away with all that. It's dumb to let some lady later on with your information start leaking. Like, Nicole was going to tell everybody I hit her, but before that happened, I dropped her head off, and then no, it turned out it came out of court anyway, but I didn't need her leaving all that information. I left a lot of stuff on her phone.
Give her that time.
I'm not doing that. You got to give her the opportunity to be quiet, and that's by chopping the heads off. Army Hammer, call me. Call me, man. Mahomes going to win this weekend. I really like the Bills. Call me a homer.
How were his picks?
Yeah, I wonder if OJ's nailing it. Like, wouldn't it be awful to find out OJ was like 94% on the picks? I'm like, gee, I'm making a fortune off OJ picks, and I feel kind of bad about that.
Yeah, but I think the Browns have a chance. The Chiefs are susceptible. I will take the points and the Browns, but that's just me. Also, chop your wife's head off. Have a great day. Got to hit my ball now.
I'm not going to do that last thing, but I will bet on the Browns if they're getting more than 8.
You know, I tried some blood the other day.
I was
the first time.
Me and my boys was out golfing. Oh, by the way, hello, Twitter world. It's your old friend, OJ. And I was with the boys right now. We had a little delay in the golf course. And I started thinking about this Army Hammer thing. You know, I never tried to bite or eat Nicole while she was bleeding out. But, that's one of my regrets.
Are you sure?
Well, I can't be tried for it again, so let me tell you this. When I was chopping her head off, I thought, I wonder what this would taste like. I would never leave that on a computer screen, dumb Army Hammer. You think these things, and then when you're cutting someone's head off, you're like, maybe you take advantage, but I didn't. Also like the Rams, so long as Goff is healthy. He's got one of them busted up thumbs, which makes it hard to cut someone's head off when you got a bad hand. I had a cut thumb from cutting someone's head off. It made the second kill very difficult.
I thought it was from a glass.
Well, that was a lie.
Oh, okay.
I lied about a lot.
Man, you can just let things fly.
It's double jeopardy. It's a matter of time. Right. I believe in the American legal system. Now, if anybody's going to do it, it should be me. I've had a run-in or two.
2024, OJ releases all his journals.
I have the same record percentage, win percentage, as Bill Belichick does, only mine's in the legal system. I'm 673 in the legal system. I'm 2 out of 3 cases I've won. The third one went south on me fast. Anyway, so long, Twitter world. Got to golf now. I'm free. An Army Hammer can't work. But I'm getting football tips from OJ on the... And by the way, OJ's on Twitter. Donald Trump's not.
Hello, Twitter world.
Someday we're going to have those two going back and forth on the tweets.
Please. Both play a lot of golf.
Oh, let them move into Mar-a-Lago together. Donald, where are my socks? It was your turn for laundry day.
You know what, OJ? We used to have laundry people at Mar-a-Lago. This place has gone south. But that's because I got rid of all the Mexicans. And now we have to do our own laundry. Backfire. It's a catch 32, I like to call it.
The new odd couple.
Oh, man.
Can two men who've killed their wives,
just one,
live together in Mar-a-Lago without driving each other crazy and killing them?
Let's hope not. I've got a lot of supporters, OJ. I don't think you have the following I have.
Well, Twitter would say different.
Have you read your comments? Everybody just brings up the murders. You do football picks and people say, I wish Ron and Nicole could pick a game this weekend.
I don't read the comments. That's for trolls.
Okay. Or this guy's insane. He's also very sloppy. And by that I mean in covering up evidence. I'm brilliant at it.
I'd watch that for hours and hours. A 24-hour loop. Screw Discovery Plus. Give me OJ and Trump at Mar-a-Lago for eternity. Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert?
All right, on the Action Ride Shop board. And like we've always been talking about, you know, we talk about the mountain biking and the snow skiing and all that kind of stuff at Action Ride Shop. But Josh hit me up and said they just got 30 BMX bikes in, too.
Oh, so, they're getting all. See, now the reason, because somebody emailed and said, why didn't they have bikes before? The manufacturers, because of COVID, have not been able to keep up with the demand of bikes. Evidently, all of society has gone, well, we'll just bike around because they're outdoorsy. So especially here in Arizona where you can do it all year, they've been like, the only issue Josh said he's had all year is trying to keep up with inventory.
Yeah, he could sell it. He just he didn't have the inventory.
Just getting it in. And he used to be able to order it, and it would show up now in like 4 months.
Yeah,
like,
so he's still got the e-bikes and just hit me up. So if your kids are into the BMX thing, he got you covered over there at Action Ride Shop.
I wish my parents would let me ride.
Oh, BMX. You did? I did that.
I had a Sears bike. The most embarrassing day of my childhood, and there were several, is beyond drawing pubes on myself.
That's
down the list compared to this.
Really?
Was when I moved to San Diego, Poway, California. And for some reason, everybody in my neighborhood was straight out of the coolest kid movie ever. This kid named Tony Richards, a guy named Sean Orr. These guys were all like the coolest movie cast of kids ever. And there I am. Like, I wander out. And now I'm dressing like them and stuff. So I'm like, I'm fitting in a little bit. I'm like, I might be one of these cool SoCal kids. And they're like, first week I'm there, they're like, look, we dug some pits and made ramps back in the field behind your house. Get your bike and let's jump them. I'm like, I'm invited with the cool kids to jump. So I get on this Sears.
Your extreme Huffy?
Bicycle. Oh, it was Huffy is like the Cadillac Huffy of bikes compared to
this. Do you have a banana seat and everything, too?
Banana seat. The handlebars. Game over. Giant weird handlebars. The bike weighed about 70 pounds.
Yeah, they weighed twice as much as anything
And
else.
I got this thing, and I'm riding over like, I am the coolest kid in the world. And I'm like, these guys are going to love me. And they've got red lines and Diamondbacks and Mongoose, and they're sitting there in their chrome bikes that were like 18 pounds. And they're like, what is that thing? And I'm like, it's my bike. I'm like, oh.
You showed up in the clown car.
So I did. I showed up. So they're like, can you jump that? And I'm like, yes. I couldn't get this thing off the ground with four kids' help. I hit that first ramp and just fell off the edge of it and front-ended that bike into the pit.
I buried myself in this hole while Sean Orgel's right over the top of me. Stay in there. I'm like, no, stay in there. Tony Richards tried to jump and he bailed out the last time. And these kids are doing – I learned what a tabletop was from seventh graders.
You can't tabletop a Sears bike, can you?
No, I couldn't ride it over the ramp and get it. I went right into the hole. I was like, ah! It was just a bump into a grave.
Did you endo over?
Endo? The whole front of the thing just smashed. I think
front
it,
endo.
I made the hole bigger with my 3,000-pound bike.
So you were never going to be in Rad, the movie, then.
I laid there.
Soon.
No, and then I grabbed my bike, and I'm like, I guess I can't jump it. And then they started to kind of make fun of me at my bike. And I walked it home because the front tire was forked up. And I sat in the house for a little while. But I got a ColecoVision for Christmas that year. And the worm turned to all these Atari havers. This is the coolest kid in the world again.
That was a game changer. For anybody who had Atari, you looked at a ColecoVision and went, oh. Yeah,
my parents
did you get turbo with the steering wheel?
Of course. I had the steering wheel, the gas pedal.
Donkey Kong.
I had them all. I had everything. I still got it.
Right.
I just can't hook it up. But yeah, the BMX thing, I'm like, I need to get into BMX. And because of that crash, my dad's like, you can't even jump a Sears bike. I'm like, there's a reason. And he's like, you're not riding it. You'll hurt yourself. So I was never allowed to have good BMX bike till we moved here. And then even then, I was afraid.
Yeah. I was lucky. I got into the BMX thing. I was racing out there, Chandler and everything else.
Damn it.
It was good time. So
much more fun, but I was.
Get your kids into BMX.
Injury prone. I was weak. Small.
You'd have to be to try to lift that damn Sears bike up.
But no, you'd have to be Schwarzenegger to even get that thing. He would have crashed into the same hole.
The bike is too heavy. Bike.
That thing was huge. I wish I'd have kept it, though.
The bike?
I wish I'd have kept the bike, yeah. I swear that thing had to be 70.
What year are we talking about?
70. Well, the jump was 81, 82. The bike was probably 78 or 9. Sears Roebuck had a big stamp on the front. It was midnight blue. Ugly, big banana seat, ugliest bike ever. It's like $35 probably. My dad probably threw a fit about that. Awful bike. It had streamers coming off.
Oh, look at this one I just found.
No, that's a Steeler bike. Mine wasn't that cool.
But it had the swooping forks. I remember those bikes.
Yep, mine wasn't. That still looks.
Did you have the chain guard?
Yep,
that actually looks cool though. I think.
Yeah, that one doesn't look bad. I would have gotten away with that.
Did you have all the reflectors and everything on it still?
Oh, it was loaded. I wasn't allowed to take the reflectors off. My mom wouldn't let me take reflectors off of a bike. It had a license plate on it.
Oh.
It said John, California plates. No, none of those are.
Those were cool with the mag wheels and stuff back in the day. Yeah.
Those are cool kid bikes. None of these were the one I had.
Maybe type in banana seat bike.
It wasn't the Sears Free Spirit, I'll tell you that. That thing's neat. I'd have killed for that bike. Whatever you're looking at there wasn't mine.
I remember the one with the fake.
I actually had a friend that had one similar to this with all the
it's
fake.
Like a motorcycle.
With all the fake motorcycle plastic on
type
it.
Type in Sears Roebuck 1979 bikes for kids parents hate. That might have been it down there. Go back one.
Oh.
Go back a page. Scrolling. We're scrolling. I don't know where it went.
No, there's one with a slick.
Oh, no. You're still thinking too cool here, man. This thing was.
But that bottom right there.
Bottom right might be the. No, even still, that's too cool.
That's a cowboy's bike. That's just like the other
one. Still too cool. I can't tell you how awful this thing was. And then I just. And then I graduated to 10 speed because I'm like, I can't make fun of a guy on a 10 speed, but I was too short to ride it. So I crashed that thing every 5 minutes.
What about that third one over?
The third one over looked about right. I think that might be pretty close to what I had right there.
Stingray Pixie 2.
That's a real banana seat there.
Wow.
That might be
it. That giant fender.
That might be it. That looks awful.
That just looks heavy right there.
It was. That's pretty close.
That frame's not going to break.
$379
for
$400.
I could have kept that bike and got $4 for it.
That's on eBay.
What's the third or fourth one over from the left? The vintage, straight up from where your arrow is. Right there.
This one?
Yeah. That thing might be.
That's
a girl's bike. But it's close.
Let's not throw it out yet. I'm not real sure I didn't have that. It had that same. The front end of that's exactly the same.
The ones that are
weird
ridiculous.
Stamp. Oh,
the Schwinn, like the apple crates and the cherry pickers. Those things are worth like.
Oh, I didn't know that at the time. I couldn't
wait
to throw
you
that.
Made it out of your childhood in one piece.
No, I don't know that I did. Mentally, I'm not sure.
Has this come up in therapy?
It's going on. I just thought of it. I hadn't thought of the bike day for a long time. That was a big like week of like not seeing friends because I was so embarrassed. Because we weren't poor, but they make you feel like you're the deadbeat in the neighborhood. So I'm like, I'm not cool enough. And they, all they did was ride their bikes, and the last thing I wanted to do was ride my bike with them.
I remember the one with the gear shift, too, that they put in the crossbar.
Oh, yeah. Pretended there was a gear shift.
Three speed.
Anyway. Well, that's enough, jackasses. At least I had a dad. I don't know. I have to lash out at someone. I'm sorry, Richard.
All right. So, anyway. I'm numb on that note.
Josh from Action Ride Shop and your 30 new BMXs. Jerk.
I'm going to have to get you one of those now, too.
The Screamer.
No. Too cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It's got a number on it automatically, way beyond my. Mine might have been
that girl bike. And there's the gear shift that Brady was talking about.
I, honestly, that girl bike might have been it. I might have had a girl bike and not known it.
And those things are big bucks now, those ones with the gear shifts and those old Schwinns and stuff. People are getting cash.
That's what I said.
What did the gear shift do?
Nothing.
Because it wasn't like a multi-speed bike.
Nothing. I thought they were like two-speed bikes.
Was it?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
It might have dumped down the front.
It says
three-speed, maybe.
The ad says, ease back this stunt brake and do your thing. You'll do it easier, too, because you can just put the wheel right drag
stunt
on
brake.
The wheel.
You know what that would have meant for me? As I'm pulling that thing back, I crash.
Great stunt,
that's
John.
The reason I'm into mountain biking now is because I'm doing stuff I was never allowed to do when I was a kid.
Right.
And that's why I have nice bikes. And I like,
you can get your BMX bike, though, too, just because.
I'd do it.
All right.
I'm no good at it, but I would do it.
All right, so on the board, we got Scars on Broadway.
You know, that may be why I had the social anxiety attack with the guys from Action Ride Shop, now that I think about it. It was almost my Tony Richards
flashback.
I could have had a flashback. If I crash, these guys are going to laugh at me. I'm not doing it. So I started getting all nervous and weird, like they're too good. And it might have been related.
That's the exact same situation 30 years later.
Because all of a sudden, I want to go home. I don't want to be here.
40 years later.
I'm ruining everybody's day again. I wonder if there's a tie to that.
It's a breakthrough.
I'm calling Katrina. Well, it's not a breakthrough. It just makes me crazier.
Yeah. When you recognize it.
Yeah, when you recognize it. It's like, well, now what? Now I can't ever see those guys again because, damn it. All right. Anyway, sorry.
All right, go ahead. Scars on Broadway, System of a Down, Slayer, Metallica, Lamb of God, Iron Maiden, Megadeth, Ministry, New World Order.
That's where we're at.
Which kind of seems appropriate at these days. Non-playing AC/DC. And then the Cleopatra.
Which once somebody said it, and I've been addicted to this. I got an email from a guy who said, Cleopatra. It's called Chromeo. We're doing it. Have you been listening to this?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm still stuck on the new Royal Blood track and the Killer Be Killed.
This will get you going.
All right.
This is basically Highly Suspect turned to 11. And Royal Blood to a certain extent.
Okay.
It's a new band that we're playing, but I've been all over their other stuff. And this song's called Chromeo. I was listening to it yesterday. A guy said, I love that. You talked about that. I loved it. And I'm like, I'm all in. So I think you'll like this. Cleopatra is a very good, and they're young. They look like they wouldn't have driver's licenses. When you look at it, it's a two-piece band, and I've been so on top of this.
Just another Greta Van Fleet type thing? Or
no. I mean, you look at these guys and you think, oh, it's going to be that weird, annoying kind of alternative whiny kid.
Right.
He's got a deep, bluesy kind of strong male vocal.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know the words, so I'm going to look it up, but just in case it's cussy. But it is it is cool, man. Chromeo is a great. And there's a whole song called Sand Jake. And it's just about dudes who got drunk the night before and whether or not they're going to call into work the next day. And you don't know that while you're listening. It's just like, this song's cool as hell. Like, it's just dry. And then you listen to the words, you're like, this is the most clever lyric I've heard in a long time. Cleopatra is really good. I never got into the Greta Van Fleet because I thought that they were something. They wanted to be something else.
Yeah.
Like, they're pretending to be something. These guys sound legit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.